There's this thing that artists do where we create a sculpture or a canvas that we're painting, we cover it up and we hide it away in a special room. No one's to see it until it's completed, or at least enough of it's completed that our vision has been communicated. There's a danger that feels like to artists to expose themselves to criticism or to input too early. Then it's no longer yours, it's somebody else's. And there's something about that with our own lives where I feel like I've gone a large portion of my life without friends because I didn't want to have people close to me. I knew I was a work in progress, and I wasn't comfortable with feedback or input. I wanted to create my magnum opus, you know? I think sometimes we do that when we create things. We think we're going to create this one beautiful thing. It'll be our entire life's work. But the truth is, for people that create beautiful things that change the world, that they don't hold back until it's perfect. They just keep creating. They keep pushing forward. You're going to have to, part of the process, you're going to have to share it with the world, share it with others, and hear that feedback. And figure out how you deal with that criticism. And that can be difficult. But if your vision is strong, if you know your foundation of what it is you're building, then it doesn't matter when you hear criticism that doesn't line up with that. You can ignore it because you know what your vision is. But there's some truths to this, which are you're never going to be complete. You're not finished. So you can't wait till you're perfect to share yourself with people. And there are going to be some people whose input is not necessary, that you realize they don't get the vision, they don't understand beauty, that their comments are centered around their own struggles and have nothing to do with you. And you've got to figure that out and not let those people see your work because their input's not helpful. But it's an important part of the process to share your life with people, to have friends and relationships, people you open up with, that you allow feedback, that you make sure you're building something beautiful, not just in your own eyes, but something that it has a universal quality that people can see and appreciate and affects the world. And it will never affect the world as long as it's hidden away and locked in a closet somewhere waiting to get perfected. I think the worst lie the devil ever told was perfection, was this idea that perfect exists outside of God. It doesn't. And that's not your goal. Your goal is to be godlike, to pursue godliness, but not to be perfect. Just to desire perfection, but not to be perfect. If you can get to a point where that makes sense, I feel like you're ready to change the world with beautiful things and a beautiful life. All right, take care. Bye.